This is a News 1130 special report.
It's Foodie Friday on the Midday Show.
And joining us this week is Cassandra Anderton from Good Life Vancouver. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
Okay, today we are going to talk about nose-to-tail eating. What does that mean?
Well, nose-to-tail eating is exactly what it sounds like. It's taking the animal and eating everything from the nose to the tail. So basically, in Europe and Asia, this is a very common thing, and it's having a resurgence here in North America and Vancouver. And you're basically eating, you know, not just your pork loins, but you're also going into what you might be referring to as organ meats or variety meats, which are things like, you know, the heart and the liver and the lungs and things like a pancreas and feet.
Wow.
And the brains and the tongue, all of these things that are absolutely delicious, made properly. But, you know, we have overlooked them in our sort of, our white Vancouver restaurants, our
right.
plain restaurants. That,
our sensibilities.
You know, we've just been going for burgers and fries and things like that. And even our Italian restaurants are now becoming more and more able to offer us these delicious meats cooked up properly.
Oh, you mentioned that. I guess that they must be great if they're prepared properly. Like, what kind of dishes are we talking about?
Well, I've picked out a few restaurants. One of my favorites down here in Kitsilano on First and Cypress is Kit's Daily Kitchen. And here the chef is doing the Peace Country Lamb Sweetbreads, which are actually pancreas. And he serves that with a winter tomato salad. His menu is always changing, but that dish appears frequently. And also a bone marrow, which is served with brown butter, and it's a kind of a broiled bone marrow. At Chibo, we've got Chef Neil Taylor. He works with a lot of different tasty cuts. He's got baked honeycomb tripe, which is actually a cow's stomach, and that's done with tomatoes and peppers. And he does a blood sausage, which is referred to as black pudding. And he has pig trotters on his menu, which, of course, are the pig's feet. And a veal tongue as well. So those are some tasty ways to try something a little bit different. Campanolo Romo, the chef at Refuel in Campanolo and Campanolo Romo, Robert Belcham, he's always known for his butchery, and they're actually doing a nose-to-tail dinner coming up next Wednesday. And they have things like the heart of a pig and calf's intestines, a pig's brain, crispy snout, and again, the blood pudding, that sausage. So just really getting out there, trying different meats. They're so flavorful. Generally, the cuts are less expensive if you go to your butcher, and I've put on my goodlifevancouver.com a couple blogs and ideas for recipes that you can go to and perhaps bring the meats home yourself and give them a try and impress your family with something different.
Absolutely, something different to say the least. Cassandra Anderton talking about nose-to-tail eating.